apparently we're not jumping to electric cars. You mightn't have much choice than to jump to electric cars in the future, because some of the leading companies are talking about the vast majority of their concentration is going to be on electric. One thing, however, I've noticed in the ads is they say no plugging in. You see with these hybrid cars, they say this is very good for the environment, but there's no plugging in. I have made a decision in my mind. As long as I live, I am never going to buy a car where you have to plug it in Crummock Street in Belfast. I see people doing this down near the Fly Bar, or whatever that street's called, next to Crummock Street. You know, there is no way I'm going to buy a car and plug it in and go for a coffee and come back in an hour's time when it's charged. Let me speak to Ivan Alstrup, who's a test editor at Auto Trader, a man who'll know about cars. Ivan, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Istrup. Is that your surname?
That is, yeah.
Yeah, got the pronunciation almost right. Ivan, thanks for joining us. I'm concerned about electric cars. I love driving, and I'm also very aware of pollution and all of those things. And diesel is, you know, being demonised at present. But is there a possibility that we're all going to have to plug our cars in the future?
I would think that's probably a very real possibility, yeah. Sorry to be the bearer. But, I mean, what our recent report has found out, the report that we published this week, is that that jump might not be quite as close as a lot of people think. We've all seen the press reports recently that have demonised diesel. But our report has found that despite all that, the impact on diesel sales has actually been affected very little. Diesel is still the most searched for fuel type on our website with 55% of the share. And the research was conducted by talking to 10,000 buyers who were selling a car actively on Auto Trader, and of the ones that were selling a diesel car, almost half of them, 47%, said they'd go to diesel again next time round, and only 5% would consider a hybrid, and 2% would consider a fully electric car. So it seems that the car buying public aren't ready to make that switch just yet.
Yeah, so how does a hybrid work? Explain that to me, because I've heard the ads, and I think there's one running on the station at the moment where the voiceover guy says no plugging in, and that has drawn me to it. You know, they're saying you don't have to stop and look like an idiot with an umbilical cord stuck into some system at the side of the street.
Well, like all these things, there are lots of different types of hybrid. There are some that you don't have to plug in. So basically, the petrol engine, in most cases, is added to by an electric motor and a battery. And that battery is charged by harvesting energy that would otherwise be wasted through the brakes. So those are ones you don't plug in. But those cars do tend to be a lot less efficient than the ones you do, the plug-in hybrids. So the plug-in hybrids are basically can by and large can operate as a pure electric car for about 30 miles or so, depending on the car you're talking about. And then when all the charge runs out, then the petrol or diesel engine will cut in and take you the rest of the way. Like everything, it's unfortunately not as easy as just being a hybrid. There are lots of different types.
What about the plug-in car? How long does it take to charge? I see a few on the mornings on the way in. How long has that guy been there for? How long to get his car charged up?
Again, depends entirely on the car you're talking about, but by and large, you're generally looking at around 8 hours on a sort of domestic socket. If you can find a fast charger that has a much higher capacity output, then you can top up 80% of your battery in about half an hour. So, you know, that's a very fast delivery. Obviously, a little bit longer than filling up at a petrol station still, but it's much better than sitting around for 8 hours.
What happens whenever loads of people get electric cars and there's a queue forming at the pillbox at the side of the street?
Well, that's actually what we've found through our research, is that one of the barriers of people taking the plunge on an electric car. 48% of motorists say that they don't believe the infrastructure to be in place yet, and that's exactly what they're talking about. The fact is that all over the British Isles, there are more and more electric charging posts popping up on a daily basis. The rate of rollout is increasing all the time. Still got a bit further to go, but there will come a time when there are enough charging points for everybody, because we can't really not be the situation, because if electric cars are the future, then it has to happen.
Do you have to pay for the electric?
You do, but it's at a very advantageous rate. And there's also smart charging. So if you're leaving your car, if your car's staying put for an extended period of time, then you can tell the car to charge itself while the power outlet is feeding off-peak electricity tariff. So you can cut your cost that way.
Okay, so that's the one along the road where I see the guy charging in the mornings. He's paying a small amount for using that facility, is that right?
Yeah.
And what about at home if he's charging? I presume he can charge at home.
Well, most electric cars these days do kind of come with a charger as part of the deal. So, you'll get a wall box or some such other charging point installed into the electricity supply in your house or outside of your house or your garage or whatever.
But is that expensive?
The wall boxes are usually thrown in as part of the deal.
Yeah, but is the electric expensive?
The electric, you're paying for it at a usual domestic rate. But the trick is, again, to if you're getting home from work of an evening and plugging your car in at sort of 6-7 o'clock, and you can tell it to charge overnight at the point of the day when the off-peak tariff applies.
Yeah, but does everyone have that off-peak tariff? I don't even know how electric works in relation to here. I was if I run my tumble dryer at 3 o'clock in the morning, is it cheaper than 3 o'clock in the afternoon? I'm not on any special tariff. I just pay somebody for my electric.
Yeah, they kind of do that as I think pretty much all electricity suppliers will vary how much they charge you for your electricity throughout the day. So you don't have to be on any special tariff or anything like that. That it's kind of standard practice with electricity suppliers.
Okay. So, Ivan, it seems to be the way to go in the future. We'll be having the electric cars. Then, as far as the environment's concerned, there are two hiccups along the way, aren't there? Number one, how are we ever going to generate enough electricity? How are we going to get enough wind farms to have this electricity being green? That's a big problem in the future. And number two, once they get us all converted to electric, they'll just slap tax on it, and it's going to be hugely expensive to run electric cars. The government will do that, won't they?
Well, the electricity supply question, I'm happy to say, isn't a question I have to answer because I'm the car guy. The fact is that there is some sort of anxiety about the grid being able to cope with the increased demand, but that's not something the manufacturers need to worry about either. That's a problem for the electricity companies and for the government. So we'll just have to trust that they've got that in hand. It's not like they don't know that electrification of cars is coming. So with regards to the tax, the simple truth is that we don't know. At the moment, there are big financial incentives on offer from the government to make people go electric. With a lot of electric cars, you get a grant of several thousand pounds from the government to help you towards the cost. Obviously electricity is a lot cheaper than petrol or diesel, so fueling your car is a lot cheaper. How that works in the fullness of time remains to be seen, and the government is staying fairly tight-lipped on that at the moment. So we'll just have to see how it goes.
And finally, Ivan, finally, I can go from Belfast to Dublin. It's 100 miles there, 100 miles back, easily on a tank of diesel. Could I go there and back on a charge of electric?
Depends on the car. There are some electric cars on the market that will do sort of no more than 50 miles on a full charge. There are some that will do sort of upwards of 250. So the range of offerings is very broad. So as with all electric cars, it's about identifying what sort of journeys you do most, and buying a car tailored to that journey.
Okay. If you want to read more, get a copy of the Auto Trader. Thanks for speaking to us, Ivan. Thank you. Right. Good morning. 90-333-105. It'd be no good to me. I'm going to go as far as from here to my ma's, and it'd be out of electric. Then I have, Mommy, we're going to plug that in. And then you'd have to sit forever for it to plug up again. Oh, tell me this. If you do have, or to charge again, do you have an electric car? You know, one of those, they always seem to be white too, don't they? Do you have an electric car? Tell me the pluses of it. Sell your electric car to me, please. The fact you save money must be one of the absolute attractions. The fact you got the car for next to nothing because the government practically bought it for you is another one. Those pluses will appeal to many, many people. But is there any fun in driving the thing? It's like a milk float. Do tell me. Please sell your electric car to me. 90-333-105 is the number. 90-333-105. Talk me through the joys, the advantages, the pluses of having a car that's basically plugged in overnight.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105, here for you.
Good morning, John. John, how's the form?
Not too bad, Frank.
What sort of car do you have, John?
I've got the Nissan Leaf. It's full electric.
Full electric Nissan Leaf. Tell me about the advantages of your car, John.
Well, it's great. Your mum was saying there you pay for electric. You don't pay for electric when you're charging in the street.
Okay, that's a big plus. Free electric.
Free. So you can go somewhere. There's an app on your phone that you can look up and it shows you where all the charging stations are. So if you're going somewhere, there's a charging station there. I can go there and it tells you if it's occupied or not. You park there. You go out, you charge it up, and then you come back, and it doesn't charge, cost you anything. Plus, you don't pay any road tax as well.
Okay, let me stop you there. You're just at the charging station, and you've pulled up, and there's no one using it. How long is it going to take from pull up to you drive away?
Well, it all depends. You mean how far you've went. It can maybe take a couple of hours or so. That's on not on the fast charge. The fast charge will take a lot quicker, as your mum was saying. So we went to Enniskillen there in the summertime. And we stopped off at Cookstown, plugged it in at Cookstown, had a walk around Cookstown, had a cup of tea, then went to Enniskillen, plugged it in at Enniskillen, got another recharge, and then come home and actually stopped in Five Mile Town, plugged it in, went into the hotel, something to eat, and then come home.
If you were in a hurry, it'd be a bit of a disadvantage.
Well, not really, no. I mean, no, not really, no. I love it. I think it's brilliant. I really do.
It's probably down to lifestyle. If you were, say, dashing down to Enniskillen to pick someone up and bring them back for a business meeting, whatever it happened to be, but you didn't want a wee tour of Ulster and visiting hotels and shopping centres, it could become a bit frustrating.
That'd be the only thing. Now, you couldn't do it in one journey. You'd have to actually stop and charge it somewhere. As I say, on your phone, it tells you where all the fast charges are and all your charging stations, so you could say there's one there and plug it into the fast charge. Half an hour to an hour would give you a good enough charge to get you home anyway.
Some saving, however. It's costing me, you know, it probably wouldn't be an exaggeration to say it's costing me 60, 70 quid a week to keep my car on the road. And yours is on it for free.
Well, what I done, when your man told me when I got the car, he said, now phone up your electric supplier and bump your direct debit up, you know, between £1 a month. So I put mine up, was it £12 or £13 a month? And I've had mine a year past in August. And every electric bill I've had, I've been in credit. So I have. And as I say, well, I try and use the public charging stations as much as I can because they're free as well.
So you really haven't seen any expense, any significant expense for fuel?
No.
No tax to be paid?
No tax.
Queer 7. That's a Queer 7.
And the I've a charger station at home there, so it was part of the deal as well. I got the electricians come out and fit it. So it was part of the deal as well.
And is it silent?
Oh, it's quiet. That's the thing. When you're driving Alexa around a car shop and a car park, you have to be very careful because folk don't hear you, and walk right in front of you.
Yeah, it's a wonder they don't actually put something in it to make a noise.
Well, there is supposed to be, if it goes below 40 mile an hour, it's supposed to make a noise, but even at that, you just have to be very careful. There's no gears in it. You just put it in the drive, put your foot down, the way you go. Nice, smooth driving.
Is yours white?
White? No, mine's not white. No.
It's just anything I've seen. They all seem to be white. But so you've no reservations, John. No. You're absolutely happy. Electric is the way to go.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I think it's brilliant. And say, if you go anywhere, you can charge it up. I mean, we would go to Ballymena there, and there's a charge station in Fairhill, and plug it in there. Mm. Go and do your shopping, come back, and it doesn't cost anything.
Do you ever get up in the morning and think, oh, I forgot to charge it? It's a bit like the phone. No, I can't go anywhere.
No, because we come in at night, and if I need to charge it, I'd leave in the driveway and plug it in at night. That's it.
Yeah, seems to work well for you. John, thank you.
I know a fella, I was talking to a fella one time, he lives in England, and he told me he drove from John O'Groats to Land's End on an electric car. So he did.
Obviously, charging it all along the way.
Charging it. And he says what he done was, when they got the hotel, they made sure they had a room on the ground floor and plugged it in. When I was charging.
Right. There's hassle. That suggests hassle to me, but there are so many savings. John, thank you. Paul is electric. Two electric cars, Paul.
Yes, Frank. I have two.
What make?
The same as John's are, Nissan and Leaf. I got two of them. And I had the same vehicle as you, which cost me hundreds of pounds in road tax and fuel. And my other car was, the kids were sharing the insurance, and every time I got into the car, there was no fuel in it, and I had to go and put fuel in it. I'm saving hundreds of pounds a month, and it's not like you to miss a trick, Frank.
But this is true. This is why I'm listening with open ears, Paul. Did you buy two because when one goes down, the other one's charged? Is that the reason?
No, I bought two because they are so convenient, and they are horses for courses, but I'll tell you briefly the way one of ours works. My wife takes one to work each day, comes back, do the runs for the kids, leisure centres, clubs, etc., etc. On average, she uses 40% battery per day. So the car's on a timer, and it only gets charged at the house at off-peak electric, roughly 40% per night of the battery, and it costs less than a pound, less than a pound to charge for a day's motoring on that car. One of my sons are on the car. There are three teenagers on the insurance of one of the cars. One of them took the decision to go to Galway just 2 weeks ago, all the way to Galway and back in the electric car.
It's not very cool, but is it?
Well, he thought it was cool. He said it was cooler than being on the bus.
I know, but do you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to arrive at the local nightclub in your electric car and say, "Hey, look what I've got."
Oh, but he was going to Galway not to be driving around. He was going to Galway to enjoy the crack with his friends that are at uni down there. So it's horses for courses, Frank. And if you want an electric car and you want to do long journeys in it, then you need not to be in a rush and you need to plan your journey. But for every day driving around the city, there's nothing to beat them.
Yes, there's a great point. That is a very, very good point, because we have a second car and it never leaves Belfast, and there's no reason why that couldn't be an electric car.
Absolutely. It's for a two-car family, if one's electric and one's a hybrid or a diesel or a petrol, if you're going on a journey, take the petrol or the diesel if you don't have the time. But there are many, many people out there with two cars in the family. And as you say, like yourself, one never leaves the city. Why they're not driving an electric car? Because every 1,000 miles you do, you're saving about £200. And that's not including the cost of your road tax if you're in a combustion car, or the servicing. Because there's no fluid in these cars, there's no oil leaks, there's nothing like that.
Here, my ears are now much more open than they would have been half an hour ago. Paul, thank you.
You're welcome. Right, Frank.
Thank you. There's a man with two Nissan Leafs.